Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Check 1, 2. That's delicious. Delicious beverage. Good morning, everybody. Hi, evening, afternoon, depending on when you listen to this. My name is Dean, and we're back. Bit of a twofer and some new stuff today. When I say twofer, I mean sometimes not often do we have the same guest on in the same week, but she's more of a co-host than a guest. I don't think you can count what we do as interviews. I think you count them as conversations. Kareem Assad joins us from at Kareema Rules is where you can find us. Lawyer, documentarian, scooter professional. Do you need a license to ride those things?
Technically, they are illegal in the city of Toronto. No.
Are you serious? Scooters are illegal.
Well, I think I'm going to start lobbying for change. They are excellent modes of transportation. Yeah. And the main selling point to me was no need for a license because I do not drive.
Atta girl. No, you don't want to drive in this city, by the way. They're like the scooters in Canada are like those rickshaws overseas. You notice that? Like for people, you know, and it's, it just takes one person out of the mix. It's like, you know, it's like Western Canadian rickshaws. That's what scooters are now. And I see so many people on them and they're fucking serious too. Like there's a, like scooters today are not like when I was a kid where you got two wheels and you get the thing on the brake on the back and you pressed on it. They come fully motorized. You've got ones with like winter treads on them. We had lunch a couple weeks ago. Was it a couple weeks ago? We showed up, you and your camera guy. I showed up. It's like these Cadillac of scooters parked out front, chained up. They get like you got like an app to work them. It's crazy that scooters have taken over the way they've taken over. But if you live in the city of Toronto, you get it. Like you can get anywhere on a scooter, right?
Best way to get around for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, nice to see you. Thanks for doing this today. A bit of a different podcast, bit of a different conversation today because. You, of course, have been front and center over taking on what is, you know, commonly referred to as Antifa. These are not like when someone says Antifa, we'll break it down in a minute. You think that these are really nice people just fighting for inclusivity. No. It is a collection of people that just use that name to act like assholes like everybody else does. That's my opinion. But you've been targeted by these guys and not just you, but you've been trying to like bring light to other people who've been targeted by this supposed group of inclusive, loving people, right?
Yeah. You know, a group, a collective, a network, however sort of you frame it, there's no denying at this stage that it's more than just an idea or a concept. That's kind of the go-to response is, oh, what, you don't like anti-fascism? What does that make you, pro-fascist? And like, truthfully, I probably said that at some point as well. And that was well before my descent into this cesspool, I guess, is maybe the best, the best descriptor. But you know, there's no question that there is a subset of people who consider themselves to be activists who work and operate under the banner of Antifa, who communicate with one another through various back channels like Signal, like Discord, other encrypted messaging services, to plan events, to plan counter protests, to keep track of private citizens, create and maintain dossiers on people, and that's just like that's what's happening in the background. And the more I learn, the more concerning it is. And just as you know, one could say that the freedom movement looked to co-opt and hijack the word freedom, and freedom has all of these positive connotations. It means a good thing. I'm certainly not anti-freedom, but we can divorce that word from the individuals and the tactics that they try to attach to it, right? And so that's, I think, the frame of mind in which we need to operate.
Yeah, I do too. But, you know, the visuals that we've seen over the past couple of years and the, it's like a soup. You know, anytime you go online and you get this, like, it's a soup that you're trying to figure out what the ingredients are in it. Anytime you see a protest, right, you're like, what is that? Is that a potato? Is that carrots? What are we dealing with here?
Oh, my God, it's a toe.
It's a Is it a turd?
What
is
soup of all time?
What is in this protest soup? Because, you know, we used to think, and we'd see it all the time when the whole thing started, you'd see people from one side chastising the other, running amok. If you go back to the convoy, you saw largely people on the right terrorize, you know, everybody in the city of Ottawa, and people on the left responded. And, you know, you've seen a militarization in a response to everything on the far right. And what really shocks me about the people that say that they're here to stomp out fascism is the lengths they have gone to dress like fascists, to act like fascists, to hurt people like fascists. And one of those people they've continually targeted and hurt. And listen, I thought it was really funny sometimes when I didn't understand what this gentleman has dealt with and what he deals with and what he's dealing with his whole life and who the individual is, because, you know, you just see people being performative online, so you kind of paint everybody with the same brush. But one of the gentlemen that has received some of the more negative attention, one that's been targeted by people in ways that I have been shocked by, is a gentleman named Donald Smith. Can you tell me a little bit about Donald before we get a chance to chat with him? Because you've done some really incredible work with this individual.
So Donald is a photographer. He is something of a perpetual protester, and in fact has been doing protest stuff for much longer than I. And he'll be able to tell you exactly when, but has traveled across the country. And you know, I didn't think much on how to present this. But he's a bit of a wild card, if we put it that way. As you alluded to, he's faced various challenges. He lives with different challenges. And, you know, the ways that he interacts with people can sometimes be alienating. And at times will cross the lines and thresholds of what is allowable in society. And, you know, we first met initially when he chased me down the street at a protest, screaming at me that I was an Antifa bitch or something. I didn't know who this guy was, so I was like scooting away on my handy scooter. And then something, you know, he said something to the effect of, "You want to have a conversation?" And like against my better judgment, I like turned around and like, "Who are you? And like, what are you doing?" And so that was the start of my relationship with Donald Smith. We encounter each other at protests. You know, and this is a matter of public record, have spoken for him in court on a couple of occasions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are able to coexist, and I have been able to, he's given me the opportunity to point to certain things where behavior modification might lead to better results with varying degrees of success. And you know, that's how we know each other.
Yeah.
And sort of that, even that has been taken and twisted and perverted by people who, you know, want to suggest that I have some undue or improper influence over him. As we're about to see, like, nobody can control Donald Smith.
Okay. Without further ado, that is 100% correct. Please welcome to the program, shit disturber, shit poster, photographer, videographer, self-styled YouTube gorilla guru. Please welcome Donald Smith to the show. Mr. Smith. How are you?
Oh, living the dream, paying my taxes and being a slave. Yes, shit disturber, yeah. Photographer guru, and oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. We mix some of those up, but yeah, that's okay. Yeah, yeah, nice to have you. So, yeah, you've been top of mind recently because of some stuff that's going on around Karima. Dena Smith got arrested the other day.
Dena Sharif.
Dena Sharif. Sorry, not Dena Smith. Thank you very much, Donald. We're going to get to that in just a second. Yeah. But explain to me who you are, what you do, and then we'll kind of get into, you know, the life you've led over the past several years.
Well, I'm... how do I say it? Well, I'm 44 years old. Back in my 20s, I used to be one of those people, those leftist Marxists, used to shut down roads, used to shut down a lot of stuff, protest the pipeline, support doxing people, support doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
All cops are bastards and all that. But I just got out of it because it was just too much, and I just decided to get into photography. I just picked up a camera when I was living in Port Hardy and started taking pictures, and my pictures have been proven. I've been covering a lot of protests. I've been covering a lot of BLM events, Antifa, the natives, and all that stuff. And a lot of them don't like me because I speak the truth, and they make fun of me for who I am. And yeah, so I've
been. Who are you? Why do they make fun of you when you say they make fun of you for who I am?
Because I have a disability. I have a speech impediment problem. They call me a whole bunch of disgusting names and told me I should kill myself, jump off a bridge, shoot myself, whatever. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. Half of these, like, there's a Twitter account. Am I allowed to say it, Karima? I'm going to say it. There's no court order, no nothing, but I'm going to mention the person's name. His name is Brett Stewart, Vancouver Instum, who's been on me like hotcakes, screaming at me, saying a whole bunch of disgusting stuff about me. Yeah. And yes, I finally have his picture, and I finally know who he is.
If I could interject here.
Let the lawyer interject here, Donald. She's going to keep you out of trouble. Go ahead, Karima.
Yeah, I want to say two things. First is that Donald's videos and footage have gone viral on a few occasions.
Yeah.
So what he captures is sometimes of actual public interest and significance. And a recent example of that was, I think you were out west in BC, and there was someone who tried running over a Palestinian protester.
Yes, I was there. Okay, let me explain that one. So I was in Victoria. I went back to Alberta and BC for about 3 months. I think it was September through December.
Sure.
I was out for a walk, literally out for a walk. And I just basically stumbled upon a Palestinian protest at the legislative building. And I saw this idiot just try to drive into the Palestinians. I support the rule of law. I support the rule of protesting and all that stuff. But if you're going to be an asshole and break the law, you should be arrested. And I got pictures of the guy, and I'm just waiting. I haven't heard from Vic Lulu, but there's supposed to be a trial coming up, but I don't know when that's happening.
It's a bit of a difference maker there, Donald. Good for you. So it's what you do. You go to these rallies, you travel across Canada, you combine your love for photography with, you know, your love of protests or the bullshit around protests, et cetera, et cetera. But you've been arrested a couple of times. You know, you've had to do community. Oh, hang on, let me get there. You've done like community service a ton of times, and Karima's been really kind of the angel on your shoulder, hasn't she? Kind of keeping you out of trouble, doing some. She's shaking her head. And it's funny because you lean. It would appear by your videos, you lean right. It also, you know, it would appear by your videos, you are a shit disturber, which I know that you like. But I want to get to something you mentioned earlier. You talked about your speech impediment and talked about disabilities. What disabilities were you diagnosed with, and tell me about your speech impediment?
Well, I have autism, and plus I have autism, mental health disability, and speech impediment problem. I don't know how that came, but I just had a very tough life when I was very young and all that. In foster
tell me
homes.
About that. What do you mean tough life? You grew up in a tough home?
I know. My mom gave me up when I was very young, and she put me in a foster home, and they put me on these Ritalin and kitty coat for a kid. And biggest mistake, I never finished school at all, never graduated, never. Mm. Yeah, I don't like school. I tried to go back to school, like to VCC, like Vancouver Community College, trying to get my
skills
and all that, but it was just VCC is just a woke education college place and all that.
All right. I love that. I love how you still take your hatred of the wokes with you as well. I think that's awesome.
I just don't like what I see in schools.
Yeah, well, some people learn differently, right? And you having the malady that you have and having the...
25 years ago, we never seen this crap in schools. 25 years ago, you never seen this garbage in school.
What do you mean, what garbage in schools? What garbage are you talking about?
I got to be careful what I say because I'm under strict court orders and all that. Basically, all right. I don't see... stuff I can't say.
Okay. What, Karima, can you say it for? What is he talking about? What is it when he says, the woke stuff in woke schools? What is he referring to?
I think that, like many of us, who are in particular media echo chambers and consume information with varying degrees of being critical about that absorption, Donald will sometimes have really strong opinions, but they're not, if we unpack it, I can't quite get to the bottom of it, so I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have an answer to that.
Okay. There's stuff I cannot say, Dylan, because when this does air tonight or tomorrow, I really don't care.
Yeah, thanks.
I would love to see this video because I would love to go viral because I would love to see these lunatics go insane tonight.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Call me, you have a racist on your show. And I'm like, fuck you, man. Half of you guys are racist yourself.
I've never experienced racism, certainly from Donald. It's an interesting, like he will filter through sort of what you see in the news. And it's like, okay, well, now if I distill something to its like base point,
okay,
that's what Donald is telling me. That's what he's taking away from this. And I think that that's, important to know and understand. And there's a responsibility, obviously, on the part of media in its messaging to be clear. And a lot of media just makes money off of sensationalism, right?
Yeah.
Sensationalism is appealing and gets repeated sometimes in less than thoughtful ways.
Well, sure. Yeah. And less than thoughtful watching people chase you around, Donald, for the past little bit, right? I mean, you've recorded a couple of funny videos that I've had a fun time with. The one where I got roasted
at the Parliament. That went viral.
That was awesome.
I was embarrassed, but you know what? I'm just basically now say, fuck this, man. It was funny. You're going to search me.
I remember that. Yeah, you did not want to be searched, maybe because you were hiding something. Did you have like an extra pack of Tic Tacs in your pocket or something?
I'm not ripping down my pants to show that.
All right, yeah, boy, no one wants to see that big fella.
No.
Okay, so anyway, we're back to you being accosted. So you've been arrested a couple times. You've got conditions. Can we talk about that real quick, Karima? You can tell him what to say, what not to say. But what have you been arrested for? What have you copped to doing wrong? And then we're going to get to the disabilities piece with you if you can. So tell me what you've been arrested for.
Okay, so there's a publication ban on some things I cannot say. So basically, I was arrested for, I think, 5 charges, I think, because I said something inappropriate in Oshawa. I say kill your local pedo, but I'm not going to say the other term. The Crown Prosecutor, Joanne Capozzi, and the Hate Crimes Unit officer, Detective Jodin, basically took that as, he's going to execute one of the people.
I love how you're not saying these parts. It's great. Yeah.
And which I'm not, but this individual, I'm not allowed to say, has been stalking me for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Because I ousted the thing, being something I cannot repeat because I'm under a court order.
So I hope that clears things up, Dean. Great question.
No, it clears a bell. Yeah.
Well, basically, I ousted the thing for being whatever, and I'm the guy who basically broke the story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Dean? Not really.
The ousted the thing that did the whatever. I mean, those are really tough.
You know
tough.
What I'm talking about? It's called basically wax my
Karima, can you please thank you, Don.
You know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so I'll try
thank
to
you. Translate. Yeah, translate. Thank you, Karima.
Yeah, Donald has been arrested for, as he said, saying inappropriate things online. And I mentioned earlier that there are certain legal parameters, right? The criminal code.
Sure.
And he was transgressing that, regardless of the backstory.
Yeah.
That doesn't always matter, right?
So he said some shit that's illegal online.
Said. And I think one time he was filming somewhere on a public sidewalk, but nonetheless near like a 911 call.
Here, let me explain that one. Okay, so basically,
hang on just a second. Let Karima get to the bottom of it first, and then you can go ahead and do whatever you do. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so there was that other situation where he continued to film somewhere that police didn't want him to film, and if police give a certain directive, even if you don't agree with it at the time, the safest path, right, to avoid charges is to comply with those police directives. And that didn't happen. I guess there was the other matter of recording court proceeding through Zoom that shouldn't have happened, right?
I did not record a Zoom. I put a screenshot.
I apologize.
And yes, I got nailed for it too.
Attaboy. Yeah, you did.
And the judge was actually corrupt too. So I'm just going to say that.
I don't think that the judge is corrupt. But that's neither here nor there. The point.
No, I'm not friends with Kevin J. Johnson. Thank God.
Okay.
I'm not a white supremacist. I'm not racist.
Yeah, we know. We know. We're going to get to that in just a second, big fella. Karima, go ahead and finish up here with, in case you've missed a couple charges.
No, I think that's the bulk of it. You know, it's funny, but not funny. Like, up until that point, he had mostly avoided, I think, charges. And it just sort of, when it rains, it pours, and everything happened at once. And you know, he's working through the probation order, and hopefully will, you know, come through on the other end without any further issues. And so mistakes were made, lessons were learned.
Yeah,
a significant amount of time was served. Pre-trial custody at the Toronto South Detention Center.
I would love to tell you about that.
You know, and there's, you know, like equity and justice principles that come into play here, right? Where someone who might otherwise have been releasable didn't have anyone to vouch for him. And that's, you know, what happened.
That's what you did. You know, and it's funny because when you started helping this gentleman and publicly helping him, you knew about the things that he deals with on a daily basis. You knew that he had some mental health issues. You knew he had some disabilities. You knew he had some learning issues. And you knew that he had done these things, and you didn't make excuses for him, and you have posted. And Donald, I'll give you credit, big fella, I really do, for being a little bit self-aware when it really matters, because I know as someone who has autism, you've got impulse control issues, you have a problem with social cues, right? These are things that are very difficult for people that suffer with autism to be able to understand. Anybody who has a family member on the spectrum knows this. And so, you know, because you what's that, bud?
I have nieces. I have two nephews have autism.
Yeah, so you understand it, having it. You've seen it and grown up with it. You've had a very hard life because of it.
I've been bullied too in my life. I've been beaten in foster care. I've had everything done to me.
I was
in jail when I was young too. First thing my mom did, she bailed me out. That was the first thing she did. And then after that, she told me, she said, you're on your own.
She said, you're on your own. How old were you when she told you you had to go out on your own?
I was in a group home when she bailed me out.
Okay. And when did she give you up for adoption?
She didn't give me up for adoption.
What'd she do? Just take you to a group home?
She gave me to a foster home, and the foster home, then I was permanent custody of the Pujo. And I had a sugar life, and then I started I think in my 20s and all that stuff. I started living on my own, and plus I was a hockey ref too for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. When did you start photography, Donald?
think a couple of years ago, when about 4 or 5 years ago, I think in Party, I just bought a camera and started taking pictures.
He's very talented.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
I don't think we have any of his photos.
I got some to show you too. Hang on a sec. Hang on.
Oh, no, we can't. Oh, okay. There we go. That's the, impulse control part there where you're like, he's really good at this. Go get your pictures, Donald. And he just gets up and goes and gets them. Anyway, all right.
These are all my press passes I have gotten.
Very good. Very good.
But guess what? All the lunatic Antifa soys.
Yeah.
Rejects have called places and lost me my photography work.
Oh, that's what happens.
That's often happening without him actually doing anything, right? At that particular venue. So there is, and how I initially sort of connected with Donald in regard to his legal matters was I saw him being bullied by some of the same people who were harassing me. And it just prompted me to reach out, knowing that, you know, there was something coming up, and I just wanted to touch base and say, you know, how are you? What's going on? And then one thing led to another, and I was appearing in an Alberta court.
This is what I was covering too, Glenn.
The Professional Women's Hockey League. Did you get kicked out of the Professional Women's Hockey League credentialed press thing too?
They had too many photographers. Plus, I won't cover them anymore because they're too woke.
Okay. Yeah, there we go again.
They're too woke. I'm sorry, man. When I see all this crap going on, I'm sorry. I cannot cover woke hockey, but you know what? They're a great organization, great whatever, but the new policy in places where they have to, how they deal with people with mental health issues and all that.
Well, and I think you're touching on something pretty important here, and I think that
I got this, and this is what the rejects got pissed off about.
Yeah, for Pride, you got a credentialed for Pride. They didn't want you at Pride.
No, this goes back in 2022 when I post this online. All the rejects, like Vancouver Insum, Crema knows about it, and the you know how Crema knows who they are.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to his thought. Yeah. Go ahead, Crema. Please.
No, you were finishing.
But that's the piece I want to get to, is that you see him getting bullied at one of these rallies, right? And it's funny watching people play with your reputation when they don't know you or know what you're about or know what you're doing. You see this gentleman who's accosted you, who's on the screen right now, who you've helped with legal fees, who you've helped with legal work, who you've helped fill his fucking fridge with groceries as of yesterday, by the way. This is Donald's new
pantry. A lot of people donated.
Full of food. You're going to eat well tonight. There's your pantry. You got mushrooms, cucumbers, some soy sauce for dumplings. Smart move. I like the veg you got in there too, Donald. But what people don't realize is that you see this gentleman get bullied, and you saw it once, and you decided to step in just to ask if he was okay. And I talked to you about him after that, and I'm like, that guy's insane. And you're like, no, he's not. He is a human being who is struggling with a couple of different things, and he gets bullied all the time, and I actually feel terrible for him. And to what Donald's point is, you know, these are the same people that got arrested. Dean Sharif got arrested the other day for literally accosting people, literally accosting the police, assaulting people with a weapon, not complying. She is one of the people, and the videos that you have of her not just chasing this gentleman down, but terrorizing him. This is a person, Donald Smith, who, sure, he goes out and he captures things, but nobody understands why he is the way he is, why he acts how he acts. There's never context around it. And Donald is dealing with things that these people know he's dealing with, and they still treat him like he's some kind of societal cancer. Here's Dina chasing Donald around as he's across the street, standing there with his camera.
Right there.
Listen to the way she talks about him. Listen to the way she hunts the gentleman down.
You're still on probation, no? Nobody cares, Donald. Shut the fuck up. You're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit that doxes people. And you're a piece of shit that calls people at their work. Because you're a piece of shit. You're still on probation, no? It is my concern. It is. What do you think is going to happen when I tell your probation officer what you did?
He won't do nothing because he already knows.
Oh, does he know?
He already knows.
So did he refer you to get therapy then? Because it's not a cool thing to do, Donald? There.
Grandma was busy dealing with
you. Oh, she was busy. You have no friends, Donald.
Yeah, actually I do. Okay, so guess what? Grandma fucking delivered papers to my... to the jail for me.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I had that was so great. And you had to pay it back, so that's
she,
nice.
She put minutes, she gave me a number so I could call her to talk to her.
Yeah.
I had to pay that back.
Oh.
She gave me canteen. I had to pay that back. You know how much that costed me?
How much?
Almost fucking $2,000.
$2,000 to call her and to get papers. Me. She helped you. No, you paid her. That's not help.
No.
You paid her $2,000. That's not helping you.
Okay. I borrowed money off her, too.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Who cares? I'll tell you right now. I don't like you. You don't like me. I don't give a flying fuck.
That's nice. I don't give a shit about who likes who. I give a shit when you go after my friends and dox them. That's when we have a problem.
Okay, you're not answering the question.
You didn't ask me a question.
One person who I doxed. Name.
I don't need...
You know, there are, I don't know how many hours of video of Dina chasing this gentleman around. I don't know how many pictures there are of Dina Sharif and her Antifa friends, these people that are fighting for inclusivity, that are running around. And keep in mind, these are not the left. These are just psychopaths. These are just the extremists that misrepresent everybody on the left. Sort of how extremists misrepresent everybody on the right. And Donald, I've got a term for those people, the freak right and the freak left. People that will bother an autistic man and chase him around and do things like paint his face on the back of a backpack, calling him a loser, and post these pictures of a gentleman with autism who's just trying to do his best to make content. And sure, have you done some dumb shit? Yeah, for sure. But, you know, there are reasons that you've done dumb shit that a lot of these people are exempt from. And to this point, these people know that you are autistic. These people know that you've got developmental disabilities. And it's something that they all conveniently leave out when they call you names, when they tell people to stay away from you, when they call your work to get you fired as a dishwasher, when they prevent you from working. Like, tell me about that. Tell me how these people have chased you around and tried to ruin the little manageable life that you have today.
Well, when I was living in Canmore, I went back home for a bit, and I was went back home to see family and friends and all that for 3 months. I was working in a nice restaurant in Canmore. A certain individual, which I'm not allowed to mention, I'll just say a piece of shit. They called up Vancouver police and said I put a bomb in the fucking thing's car. So they had to relay resources from Canmore to come find me and talk to me. And this individual gets away with public mischief, a whole bunch of things, while I'm getting chastised and accosted. But I've been ignoring this individual for a very long time now because it's thing's not my cup of tea. The thing she's basically digging his own hole, and it cost me my job when I was living in Canmore.
And the stickers that we just saw, Dean, those were put up around his workplace in Ottawa, resulting.
It was at Darcy McGee's, and the manager and the owner Lauren found out about it, and I did record her, but I lost the recording. And there was actually a drag show that they told me not to come in. Yeah.
So they put these up, Kareem, and they put these up around his work in Ottawa. He goes and gets another job. They put those pictures up around his work, basically saying, look out, this gentleman's a disaster to society. He's a terrible person. He's a loser.
Dylan, I'll tell you right now, I'm not a transphobe. I'm not an LGBTQ hater. I just hate the extremist.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Well, you got to hate them on both sides if you want to be authentic.
I hate them, but I hate both sides. I'll tell you, too, I hate some of the people on the right for the shit they do. Hearing a lot of garbage going through there. And ask Karima. Sometimes I won't cover freedom rallies.
I would like it if nobody covered freedom rallies. I think that the freedom rallies would go away if you and Karima decided just to stop covering these freedom rallies.
Neither of us have that much power.
Well, I'll tell you right now, dude, I know I'm going to probably get in trouble for it by some people, but I really don't care. Some of those freedom rallies are just fucking grifting rallies and fucking cokehead rallies. That's all they are.
Yeah, we know, dude. It's just a rally for people in no community to go do drugs, maybe have some consensual sex, share some scabies, and then go home. That's what most of them have been in our...
I was at Renfrew a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I was at that camp in Renfrew, by the way. You know what I'm talking about, when they had the big thing when Chris.
You know what? There's so many of these like little impromptu homeless campouts.
I heard. I'm going to say this for the record. There was a lot of coke there going on. There was a lot of fighting, and there was there was a couple of possible women almost getting raped.
Wow.
Haven't spoke about it at all.
Some SA, as they call it, some sexual assault at the Renfrew camp. Wouldn't put it past the people at the Renfrew camp. That was a good month and a half long hoedown for people not based in reality, Donald, to your point. Really appreciate that.
I was there, then I got a place in Oshawa. I was there for like 7 months. Mm-hmm. Then I left because of a drunk freedom guy I don't deal with anymore. Then I went to Windsor. Windsor's an interesting place. Oh, that's
sure cool. It is, yeah.
Oh, dude, the most dangerous city ever. I loved it down there. Here, shootings, SWAT team. I was still in with a friend. She wakes me up. Donald, there's a heavy SWAT team down the street. I'm like, okay. So I got pictures of that. And the cops told me, oh, you need to back off. I said, dude, I'm right by the yellow tape. Are you going to arrest me? Just basically barking at me like, fuck you. I said to him, have a great day.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's nice. It's a good way to make friends and influence people. Karima, you wanted to say something. Go ahead.
Hang on one sec. But I got cut too. There was a protest too with Trudeau. I found out Trudeau was in town. So I told the Windsor crew where they're going to be. I got in Trudeau's press conference in Windsor at the automobile plant. And Trudeau's security and media relations, like, how in the fuck did you get in here? I just told them the truth. I said, look, man, I'm not going to cause no disturbance. I just want to look pictures. I just want to do it. I'm not going to ask the guy questions.
And did you behave yourself that time? Did you behave yourself? Yeah, attaboy. Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you something. The interesting part of that is that, you know, they accidentally brought a Nazi into the House of Commons. It's completely understandable that you'd slip through the cracks at a Trudeau conference.
to build on something here, I mentioned how Donald and I initially met, right? And it was a bit of a heated exchange to start.
It was the biggest mistake I ever did.
That's okay, Donald. But
I should have never listed some of these people.
But something that, you know, he has worked on is now, if he sees a politician, instead of yelling at the politician or trying to chase them down, he'll...
It's called, can I get a selfie with you, if that's okay? Can I get a selfie?
Right? And it's totally peaceful, and he gets the sort of interaction he's looking for. And he has
I got a selfie with Marco Menichino.
Isn't that great? You got a selfie here. With Melissa Lantzman.
Yeah, and
across the spectrum, right? He's gotten them with Joel Hardin. Ford.
Oh, Joel Hardin doesn't like me. I've confronted him a few times. So what's your problem with Kremlin? He just looks at me like, have a great day.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's not on any direction. That's Donald.
Yeah. Now here's the thing is you catch more flies with honey than turds, Donald. Has anybody ever told you that? Like if you go out there and if you're nice to people, like Karima's nice to people, you probably would get a way better reception, right? And
I try to be nice to people.
Donald.
Okay, that's a lie. So basically I'm full of shit. Okay, so I am a shit disturber. Less I yell at politicians, but you know what? I'll tell you right now, Trudeau security knows me very well. They told me about the kid. Oh yes, I'm very well known across Canada. Don't worry, I'm on a watch list, but in a good watch list. I've been told.
I had no idea there was a good watch list. That's
I've just been told by Trudeau security. I'm just a pain in the ass in their thorn for them, but they say I'm a very good photographer. But they say you hang around a lot of shady people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's the thing. No, getting to meet Karima, you know, seeing how when nice people say nice things, they give you their time, right? You're being nicer to people. Are you starting to see a different way of doing things? Like maybe instead of calling people names like rejects, jackass, woke MFs, that kind of stuff, maybe just saying, hi, how are you? My name's Donald. Can I ask you some questions? What do you think of that?
The answer is no, because if you try to go up to these people, they'll call you racist. They'll call you a misogynist. They'll call you everything by the book. They'll be on their texting app. They'll be on their phone texting O'Donnell's in the area. Like how I took a picture of one of their phones at a rally and I got it no problem. So it was called Antifa 99. So I did some.
I think it was Antifa 88. But to his point, kindness can only get you so far. And being like, you know, a friendly or what, like that's not always enough.
I know that. But
like there are times that I notice, Donald, in my observations that you will stand across the street rather than go and try to engage. And so you keep
it's a safety concern.
Yeah. And so that minimizes confrontation unless someone goes and seeks you out.
It's a safety concern. I've as a photographer, sometimes I'll get in the middle if there's a lot of cops, but it's a safety concern because some of these people do have weapons and they will stab you. Like up in, trust me, they will. Up in Montreal, they do not take no shit for Antifa. Up in Montreal, Antifa will stab you, and trust me, they will. Because when I was up there covering the May Day rally, not yesterday, the other day, those fucking lunatic rejects were smashing windows. And I was trying to get a video. I had 20 of them chase me like fucking glory, and I had to run like hell.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but you kind of like it, though, Donald, right? It's exciting for you being in the mix, right? Like, that's kind of one of the things that a lot of people understand. There's a big mix of individuals that are involved in rallies from both sides, but you interest me the most because, you know, you've had people that have gotten you fired from multiple jobs. You've been called a loser. You've been told you have no friends. You've been literally put out on the street. You live in a 600-square-foot apartment. You just filled your fridge for the first time. Like, I mean, these are things that are really important for people to understand. Have you had bad mental health days as a result? Like, do you wish there were people that you were out there? Do you wish, like, you could tell people, hey, listen, I'm autistic. I have had a tough life. I don't like being bullied. And so, you know, does that make any sense to you at all or no?
I usually don't say anything about my personal life, about how I am, depending what mood I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, sometimes I do drink, but no, I hardly drink anymore. I don't go and get trashed. Alcohol is just not worth it. It usually gets you in trouble.
Yeah.
No, I'm a major depressing and all that. When there's freedom movements or freedom stuff, I sometimes go to their parties. But if it gets out of hand, I just usually leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There have been a few, I think, inauthentic wellness checks as well that have been called from, again, the same group of people who will claim that to make a wellness check is tantamount to murder. But of course, it's rules apply to other people, not to them, regardless of whether other people are acting in good faith or they're acting in bad faith. So that's another thing, you know, like law enforcement that Donald deals with on a somewhat regular basis.
Hang on, Donald. Let me ask you, do Dina Sharif and the people that are consistently hurting this man, preventing him from living any kind of life, do they know that he's dealing with autism and developmental disabilities? Are they aware of that?
Whether they know an exact diagnosis or not, I think anyone who interacts with Donald for, you know, more than a few minutes can sort of pick up that he's wired different, and you work around that, right? Or you avoid him. He it's not, no one's forced to. I
like to throw some here. When I was in Calgary, there's a guy named Michael Petch. No comment. The reason why
I have a feeling you're going to comment after saying that. That's
I can't say the term, but it.
Can you just, for the record, like, what did I say when we started here?
I'm trying to be good.
Did I say names?
I'm not going to say no names. That's right. I forgot.
No comment. But his name's Michael Petch, and now I'm not going to comment. But I'm going to tell you everything that he did because I can't help myself.
The reason why the so-called Antifa flex don't like me because Kareem is representing me.
Yeah.
They think I'm doxing. They think I'm her
candidate. Well, and here's the catch, Donald.
They said I'm on their... Okay, here's this one. They said I'm on her payroll.
Yeah, oh, I know. Now, here's the catch, right? There is a certain segment of loser society, and this Antifa group, the ones with the two flags that run around, is like Antifa Calgary, Antifa Newfoundland, Antifa this, Antifa that. Look at our flags in the bio.
Oh, 613, anti-fascist team.
You know, they're LARPers. They're losers that have never had a life. Yeah, sure. Good for you. Yeah, like that one, too.
And some of them don't have jobs. Some do work for the government.
Yeah, I know. But let's not get into their jobs. Let's just get into these people that are super bored. They got nothing else to do. And they're live action role playing like heroicism. And they're doing it on the backs of you. And these are people that love inclusivity, right? So let's just play this out for a second. These are people that want to stand up for the marginalized. These are the people that say, hey, let's go out and beat the shit out of bad people who want to defeat the marginalized. And what they're doing to you, a man with autism, knowingly, it's putting up pictures of you all over the place, preventing you from doing your job, preventing you from making money, calling you a loser, telling you you don't have friends, is the exact opposite of whatever their mission statement seems to be, Donald. That's the thing that makes me laugh the hardest. And Kareem has been on their shit for a really long time. And I've had the goons at Antifa come after me because of her association with you or her legal association with the lawyer that was representing Jeremy McKenzie. And it's been nonstop. It's over and over and over and over and over again. To that point, Donald, let me just kind of play this out for you, right? Is that there are people that say they represent groups who do not. They are just mentally ill. Not like you. You are not mentally ill. You have diagnosable issues that you were born with, that you grew up with. These are people who have lost their fucking minds. You're a million times more normal than they are.
Oh,
and
I know.
It's really easy for people like me and people like Kareema. It takes me a little while longer because I'm not wired, not as smart as she is. But it takes me a little while to see that these people on the left that claim to be advocating for the most marginalized people are using a man with significant and developmental disabilities to beat the shit out of him as an example for the rest of Canada to see. Do you feel like that?
In a certain degree, yes. But I'll tell you too, when I was charged and I was actually in jail, guess who came to my aid?
Kareema.
Yes. And guess who else came to my aid and put it online? The Queen of Daglon, Morgan May, Jerry McKenzie's girlfriend, came and posted, "Donald's in jail. Like, we need to help him." And I talked to Morgan. They were asking me if I'm okay. Let's get into Toronto South. I'll tell you, Toronto South is the major shithole. The guards treat you like shit. And when they found out who I was, when I said about the certain individual, they treated me with respect. They said, "Mr. Smith," they said, "Smith, you should not be in here. You're on soft charges." But the Crown wanted to keep me in there. They think I was a danger to society, which I wasn't a danger to society. I did have a place, by the way, too, when I was in back from Windsor.
Yeah.
Here in Toronto, because I got a place on my birthday, on my 43rd birthday, back in one of the hotel programs, and I was trying to get my life back, covering hockey. Then I went to City Hall. That's when the cops picked me up on a pocket warrant, and I didn't even know about it. And they brought me to 51 Division, and I got interviewed by the detective. He breached my charter rights. He didn't care to listen.
Can I ask you a question, Kareema, before you, because I'd like your thoughts on this. Is he been, like, this gentleman doesn't need to be incarcerated, right, when he gets picked up or for doing the things you do. Has there ever been any kind of mental health intervention as part of the legal intervention that's happened in Donald's life?
To a limited degree, but the availability of such resources is actually quite sparse. And I think people assume that there's a whole lot more out there available for help than actually is. And if anyone, you know, the Toronto South Detention Center is mostly people who are denied bail. So presumed innocent, waiting for their trial. And the, I guess, mental health issues, addiction issues, poverty, and the interplay between those three criteria accounts for a lot of people who are denied bail. Not everyone, but a lot of people. And so it's institutionalizing a problem in a different way, rather than investing in homeless shelters or, you know, spaces that aren't necessarily conjugal living, but have access to services and what have you. We put that into jails instead. So it really is a failure of society that we shuffle away people who are inconvenient and often vulnerable. And so Donald is just, he is an example of a much larger problem.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to get at here, you know, is that Donald has been made a, and listen, Donald, you've not done yourself any favors, right? But, you know, there's a governor that does not exist in yourself that might exist in other people because of what you deal with on a physical level, right? On a mental and psychological level, and something that is no fault of your own.
No.
You know, and I think that a lot of people don't understand, and this is the thing that I get to, and I didn't really understand this either, because it was really easy to paint people that were repeating certain things or saying certain things with extreme disdain over the past 4 months. It was like we all could get away with it, you know. And about 2 years ago, and I'll tell you this, about 2 years ago, Karima mentioned to me that you were a different case, you know, and there are a lot of people like you that were wrapped up in these movements, that were covering these movements. And when I say like you, I mean people who had good intentions, but had a problem with impulse control for a variety of reasons, right?
It wasn't impulse control until I realized I'm hanging with the wrong people.
Right. And that's interesting because you don't like anybody on the left, and now you don't really like anybody on the right, and you find yourself in the middle, right? Like,
there's some good people on the right and there's some good people on the left.
Sure.
Like when I was in Montreal, I ran into a leftist person I didn't even know. And because after what happened to me getting gassed or something like that, I got tear gassed, by the way, too. I was in the middle of that shit. One of them actually came up to me. I don't know who it was, and said, "Donald, are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine. I'm so sorry what happened to you. We know who you are, but you know what? I got nothing against you. You have a disability. I'm not going to assault you. I'm not going to do anything, but you just got to be careful because some of these people don't know you and they will hurt you bad." And I didn't have no recording device, no nothing, no pictures. We just talked like individuals.
See, it's amazing to me, Karima, right? It's amazing you can sit here and have a conversation with Donald, right? You and I can have a chat, and he's very self-aware, you know, but in the moment, obviously, gets beclempt and acts a certain way, and we see that a lot with some of these people. But what amazes me isn't that, you know, there are people like Donald that get wrapped up in this, that all get painted with the same brush. What amazes me is that it's okay to do it to Donald, knowing full well what Donald is dealing with, right? And because it sounds like they all do. It sounds like they all know Donald is a different situation. Donald is dealing with things none of them could fathom, right? And a lot of these issues that he has, which result in the life that he lives, are not his fault. And I go back to that a lot. And so, you know, it blows my mind that we're not paying attention to the nuanced portion of this protest society that we live in, or the society where we're trying to paint each other as fascists and commies, or trying to paint each other as, you know, libtards or woketards or whatever you want to call it.
I've been called a Nazi many times. Yeah, I look, yeah, and then, you know what? I look at him like, can you explain to me what a Nazi is? I asked him one of them. He says, oh, really? So you guys are doing checkpoints for Jews and all that stuff. I said, you guys are Nazis. You're asking, show me your papers. That's Nazi Germany style. Oh, they didn't like that at all. No. That's not. I'm like, yeah, it is. Can you tell me what? I asked him again. Can you explain to me what a Nazi is, please? Mm-hmm. I said, have you been listening too much left soy? Have you been listening to the Canadian? Never mind. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't, but I think it's really smart that you stopped because Karima just shook her head again.
I call him basically the Canadian dickass, basically reject soy slander network. And one of them, I'm going to, sorry, Karima, I'm going to say this.
No, I think we can leave it there. That's part of it.
Yeah, I don't want to get myself in hot water. I don't need someone calling like, oh, we need Ottawa police at Donald Smith's door. We need a wellness check on. He's selling something the wrong way. Oh, every time I do something, they call the cops, and then guess what the cops do? Fuck you. Have a great day.
And the thing is that Donald would exist largely, I think, in an internet void or ether if mm-hmm. people weren't actively seeking him out and then looking for something to clip and use against him. And as you pointed out earlier, Dean, some of that is handed on a silver platter. So there aren't always, you know, Don's not always doing favors to himself.
I'd say some choice words.
He said some choice words. It's very disturbing behavior to actively seek him out when he's not looking to interact. You know, he's trying to find a different corner of the internet, and they're hunting him.
Yeah.
And like, for what purpose, right? Like, that's not. It goes to, I think, a very carceral form of thinking, which runs contrary to the ACAB approach, and it's because there's a lack of principle among some of these individuals. But you know, what is their ultimate end goal? Like, drive Donald to a remote corner of somewhere where he has no internet access and isn't allowed to engage with society.
How many times have you been told to kill yourself, Donald?
Oh, many times.
Yeah.
That's like the other day when Deanna said some stuff to me or whatever, I said, okay, maybe I should just get a gasoline and come back and pour it right in front of you. That's what
got That was a good reaction, right?
I would never do that. I was just being a shit disturber on that one. But that's the thing that is unhelpful
to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, even when he's doing things like holding down a job, which if you can imagine sort of being...
I held on a job for close to 3 months.
And then that got lost after the sticker campaign and the phone call campaign, right? And that all happened simultaneously. So in what ways is he allowed to engage and try to be, quote unquote, a productive member of society? As I've said many times, he's a very talented photographer. He's good at that. Wait,
can I show you guys my Instagram, if that's okay, Dean?
You know what? Maybe another day, dude. But yeah, where can people tell us where we can get your Instagram, Donald?
You can look me up at Donald Smith Photography on Instagram.
There you go.
I do have Twitter. Let me grab that because I'm not usually active on there. So for my photography, I just do it for hockey, soccer, whatever, and all that.
Yeah.
But for my active stuff, I'm on Twitter. So if they want to find me, they can find me at Donald NNCIM2. It's Donald NNCIM2, News Now Canadian Independent Media. And if they want to donate, they can email etransferme at News Now Canada Independent Media. @outlook.com and all that. So the money I used, what crew got from the donations, I paid bills with it. I filled up my fridge. I went and traveled to Montreal. I used it appropriately. Didn't drink at all. I just ate like a king, which was good because whatever. And some people have been sending me more money, which is good. So I've been using that to whatever.
Yeah. Using that to support yourself. So you, how broke were you before the GoFundMe or before the fundraiser? Has it been tough to feed yourself? Tough to pay your bills?
When you're living on income assistance, it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're on income assist. Why?
Because I can't hold a job properly because of the issues and all that. Here in Ontario, they only give you like $133 a month to live on.
And what's your rent? $600?
$600.
You get a room there?
Yeah.
Your fridge was empty up for how long? What were you eating when you didn't have any food?
I went to the food bank, went to soup kitchens and tried to, yeah. And that money started coming in. That's when I went grocery shopping. Like, I'm still set.
Mm. You're all set. You feel good about all the food you have there.
I hate like a kid. When I was in Montreal, I spent good money in Montreal. I traveled business class when I was on the train. Spent $147 business class for myself for a treat. I stood in a hostel. I went to a restaurant in Oates. I went to places to go sightsee.
Is that a treat for you? Is that a treat for you to take a train somewhere? Is it a treat for you to go to a restaurant, Donald?
It was a treat for me because I don't treat myself too much. I literally don't go out to places. But traveling business class on the Villarreal was a very good experience. Give me breakfast, give me orange juice, give me what I want. They were very nice to me. Even people in Montreal, too, were very nice, too. Some people I knew in Montreal, I chilled with them and had dinner with them. And, yeah.
You felt like you had a normal, you know.
I felt like I had a normal life. Like, you know what? I'm going to say this. I'm not a grifter. I'm not like most of those rejects online who, if you want to donate so I can, I'll do all this stuff. You know, the individuals in...
You know, like the Conservative Party of Canada, right?
Yeah, don't get me started with them. I don't trust them at all. I won't. Attaboy. I know.
Attaboy. Anyway, yeah, you're not a grifter. Continue. Go ahead.
But the money, when I had a YouTube channel, I was up to 3,000 subscribers, and I was actually making some money. The rejects got me shut down, so I don't do YouTube. So I just do photography and all that. So I'm just basically trying to do like what independent journalists do, like, hey, if you want to donate, help me out. Like, people do your channel, people do donate to Crema, and yeah, so and all that. So I'm not a grifter. If you want me to grow, like, fly to Newfoundland.
But grifter implies some level of fraud or deceit, I think.
Oh, there's a lot of them out there right now that I don't
content
want to.
That people want to support, that is a separate issue.
Yeah,
like that's not like right now with the photography work. I was just at Stars on Ice here in Ottawa. I got really good pictures of that.
Good for you,
yeah,
buddy.
I'm blessed too. I went to a soccer game here in Ottawa. The PCL, Canadian Pacific League. I won't even go to it anymore because I got threatened by a woke individual. The guy actually got his ass kicked by, you know what I'm talking about. Ryan Bergsten kicked the shit out of him, which is actually good. And then I saw the picture. I'm like, oh, that's the guy who tried to get me kicked out of the thing. I'm like, good. I'm glad somebody beat the soy down and just give him the.
Yeah. Hey, let me help you. Let me help you with something. You know, the impulse piece, you know how you listen to Karima?
Yeah.
Right, you're like, okay, I listen to Karima because she doesn't lead me wrong and she helps me out and she gives me good advice that makes my life a little better. I'm going to give you a piece of advice. This is going to be where you're going to start to trust me, Donald.
Okay?
This is going to be where you trust me. If you stop calling people you don't like soy, you'll better result.
Oh,
or
no,
jackasses
no.
Or rejects or pieces of shit.
Oh, my buddy's fully gay. And my buddy's actually gay himself. He hates the Marxists. He hates him. I call him soy all the time.
I think what Dean's trying to say is if...
And I'll tell you, Dean, there's a video surfacing online, too, where my buddy actually burned the Marxist flag.
Okay, great. Okay. That's not good. That's not good either. Anyway, Karima, what
were you... Sorry.
What Dean's getting at is, you know, the energy you put out, I think, is the energy you get back, if I could say it differently.
Yeah, thank you very much.
But anyway, I think that you've made, you're a great, very talented photographer. And
yes.
When I've known you, you've come a long way. So I'm proud of you for that, Donald.
Yeah. And Donald, I'm proud of you for being able to withstand a storm that not many people could. You know, I know about you, right? I know that you've been bullied by adults. I know you've been bullied by kids as a child. I know that
I was a bully myself. I'll tell you him too. I was a bully myself.
Well, I know. And everybody has bullied or been bullied at times. Maybe Kareem has never bullied somebody. Her eyes just went up when I said everybody because she's probably never bullied anybody her whole life. She's
I'm not perfect.
No.
Listen, let me finish.
Let me finish this. Let me finish what I'm going to say. Is that I really enjoyed talking to you today. I enjoyed learning about your life. I enjoyed not looking at you through a social media lens and going, yeah, that's the guy that wiped out. But I enjoyed finding out about you. And I think that as you continue to do what you're doing, I think it's really important that you continue to express yourself in positive ways, like Kareem is trying to get you to do, right?
Yeah. I've been trying to.
Attaboy. Don't stop trying.
Keep it up. It's a process, not a journey, right? Not a destination.
Yeah, like, progress, not perfection, Donald. Like, Do you understand that? Progress, not perfection. Attaboy.
When I see the rejects online who trash me up, I just laugh and just ignore them because every time you ignore them, the more shit they spew out, the more crap they say, and they look like a fool. They look like assholes and all that stuff. Oh, yeah, Donald did this. Donald did that.
Yeah, just let them. How about that? Just let them continue to look like assholes.
Oh, Donald did that. Yeah. What about you guys? Are you guys sucking on your... Never mind.
Yeah, that a boy. Way to stop yourself. Way to self-regulate. Donald, to that point, and I'll just say this before we let you go. See this person who made fun of you? See this person that put up...
I'm still happy she got charged, and I'm happy she's actually in a jail cell because now... She said, oh, you're going back to jail. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah. Did you see that in the video? She's chastising you for getting arrested. This woman's going to be in jail at least till the 15th of the month for doing things like this to people like you. So my point is this. Just rely. Just know that that always comes back at some point, and people like that will get their own, right?
You know what, too? They're online. I've been watching their Twitter account. Well, they have me blocked on my other Twitter account, so I have a fake Twitter account I can see. They're blaming me for putting Deanna in jail. They're blaming Karima for being put. Oh, Donald's a white supremacist.
It's because they really know what else.
It's fine. People are allowed to be wrong and loud about it.
Yeah.
But we just focus on
the stuff. I'm not a white supremacist. I got a lot of black friends who hate these lunatic rejects because my black friend has told these.
I don't know losers. that's not the reason you're not a white supremacist. Yeah.
My buddy's like these rejects called my buddy who's black a white supremacist and told these fuckers, like, you better leave right now or I'm gonna put your ass on the ground. I was there when it happened.
Sure.
The reject called my buddy a white supremacist. My buddy's like black, 6'2", fucking big muscle. Took one of those rejects and beat the shit out of him right in front of the cops, and the cops like, justify cause, we didn't see nothing.
There you go. Yeah, it was, once again, the events and names that you probably shouldn't bring up, but you know, your lawyer's here, so it's okay. She's looking at shit.
Yeah, no, I'll tell her right now, the cops haven't been showing up to my door, because all these rejects keep calling the cops all the time, and the cops are just getting sick of it. I've been told that already.
We leave it there.
Donald. All right, Donald.
That
listen,
was a feel-good ending sort of.
Yeah, dude. Great to meet you.
Closest we're going to get.
Yeah. Congratulations on connecting with human beings. Continue to evolve, Donald. Continue to do your best. And I'm really happy you got food in your fridge. And I'm really happy that you took a minute to kind of talk to us about some personal stuff today. Thanks, buddy. It was great to see you.
It was nice to see you too, Dylan, but hey, get me back on your show sometime and we can talk. I want to meet your other co-host who works for Cruise. What is it, Cruise 95?
No, he got fired. No, he doesn't work there anymore.
You got fired?
Yeah, you got fired. You got fired for being a secret member of Antifa.
Oh, fuck that, man. There's people do.
Just kidding. Yeah. He just got fired because they don't know what they're doing.
Well, that's Bell Media for you.
It's not Bell Media, actually. It's Harvard. But
that's Harvard Media? Oh, that's for, another
place. It's okay. No, dude.
It's like Rachel Gilmore. She's basically bitching and complaining.
Oh, we were so good. We were leaving this in a good place.
She's like, Rachel Gilmore. Donald's talking about me. Oh, whatever. You know what, bitch? You know, I'm sorry to say it.
All right. Donald, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Can I just get an amen? Why have I not had him on the show before today? Why have you been hiding him from me? I love that guy.
Anytime you wish. I'm sure he'll be game.
Yeah, I want to get the Antifa minute from Donald Francis Smith. That's what I want. I want to turn that into a feature. He really
a minute long rant. If you can keep it to a minute, sure.
Oh, I don't care. I hope it's like 12 minutes. Doesn't matter to me. He's in the background clapping in the green room right now. He's so excited. He thinks he's good. And he might. He might be a part of this program. We might bring him into the network just to be that guy and go ahead, make fun of him, see what happens next. I think that's what he needs, as a matter of fact. You know what I think he needs? I think he needs to join Cryer Media. Yeah, I really do. I think, you know, him coming into Cryer Media would be a thumb in the eye of everybody. I love the idea so much. I don't know why.
We'll explore it.
Yeah, do you have any legal legwork to do after that podcast?
Oh, I can already see the complaints pouring in, but the good news is I don't care.
Listen, thank you for being nice to him.
Oh,
especially when nobody else had a reason to.
It is what it is, right?
No, I know it is what it is. You say that. And you take a lot of bullets from people that suggest that you're friends with that guy or people like him because you've got an agenda. Let me just kind of point this out. I've known you for a long time. You had to open my eyes up to not just the Donald Smiths of the world, but to what it's like to treat human beings with respect, especially people that deserve it and need it the most, right? A guy like Donald. So, you know, you saw these things in these people before anybody else did, and I appreciate you. So thank you. And thanks for helping fill his fridge with food.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll talk to you soon. Kareem Assad, ladies and gentlemen, at Kareema Rules. You can find her on Twitter. Instagram as well, sadvocacy.com. Well, well, well. Isn't that a learning experience? Right? I'm going to get into these conversations with people. We'll talk about why they do what they do. I've been thinking, like, for the past, I don't know how many months, what am I missing? What am I missing when it comes to people like Donald? What am I missing? A lot. And there are people that miss it intentionally so that they can hurt people like Donald, so that they can continue to hurt large groups of people. And keep in mind the people that continuously hurt that man, dealing with all kinds of disabilities, were the people that were fighting for the marginalized, Antifa. Huh? That's what these people are. They're not fighting for the marginalized. They're extremists who literally terrorized a man with multiple disabilities for the past 3-4 years. Like, terrorized him. Called his work, called his house, went to his house, swatted him. Wellness checks. Guy's trying to take pictures. Is he out there? Yeah. But anyone with a fucking brain knows that. You create a safe space for that. You don't mock it. You don't tell him to go kill himself. You feed him. You help him. You make space for him. All of them, doesn't matter who they are. That's institutional usury of that individual. And large swaths of people like Joe Morin, who I unfortunately have the displeasure of kind of knowing, and Dina Sharif, who I don't know, but she knows me. They're bad people. I'm trying to tell you that they're good people. Who willingly hurt a handicapped person over and 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 over again. Reorient yourself just a bit. Listen to people like Kareema. I do, and I'm better for it, and so will you. Thanks to Donald. Thanks to Kareema for joining the show today. Really appreciate everybody's time. As always, you can find everything you do at Cryer Media. Go to cryer.co for more details. Our YouTube channel as well, Cryer Media on YouTube. Crier.co is where you can find us. You can also get us at It's Dean Blundell on Twitter, Dean Blundell Show on YouTube. Yeah, yeah, anywhere you get your podcast, Dean Blundell Show. Really appreciate it. Rate, subscribe. That would be awesome. Thanks to Donald for joining us. Thanks to Kreema for taking time. Thanks to our friends for making this possible, friends at Fact Check. Killing disinformation where it lives, and that's everywhere. It's a full check of everything, the epistemology of a lie, the truth or information in video, picture, text form, doesn't matter what it is, if it has a URL. The good people at Fact Check have the ability to fact check it and put that power in your hands. Go to FACTCHEK.io, FACTCHEK.io. Sign up for their beta test today. You can become a verified fact checker as well. Let's break disinformation together. Let's destroy misinformation together with our friends at FactCheck.io. Also brought to you by Muse Massage Spa. Go to Muse Massage Spa today. To check out their treatments, they've also got a special. They've also got a schedule. You can choose your Muse, and you can download their podcast, Muse on the Mic. It's totally uncensored on Patreon. Sex work, sex workers that advocate for you and for people in that industry, and their podcast is banger. So make sure you go and download it anywhere you get it. Patreon is the uncensored version. YouTube is the censored version, but you'll still love it. And the audio podcast anywhere you get your fine podcasts. And of course, CanTorque, makers of rugged hard work torque wrenches, Canada's leading industrial tool experts, giving you the very best in sales, service, rentals, calibration, maintenance, and custom fabrication of industrial torque tools. No matter the scale of your bolting project, they have a solution for you. And if they can't, they will make one. Check out all the products they do made and solutions they have created and all their services at CanTorque.com. Brand new website. Check them out today. Colin and his group out of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada have been manufacturing for heavy industry around the world for 20 years. Every solution under one roof, including a solution for you. If you're looking to distribute some of their products, they've got distributor solutions, but any bolting solution, any heavy industry around the world for 20 years, these guys are the best in the world. Torque wrenches galore and the best in the world at creating custom fabricated solutions for torque wrenches and bolting solutions. CanTorque, check them out today. Have a great day, everybody. Appreciate everybody's time. Again, you can get more stuff. You can't get more time. So I know how important time is. Yeah. Really important. The fact you give it to us makes me feel good. Thanks, all. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you Monday. Bye.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.